KFIZ News Time 1039 is Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTac Heating Studios. On a Thursday, it's May 13th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you, and we're joined on the phone lines this morning by City Manager Joe Moore. City Council meeting, of course, last night, and Joe joins us once a month to help us talk about city topics, including what happened at the council meeting the night before, and Joe's kind enough to join us again here this morning. Joe, good morning. How are you today?
Morning, Spencer. Doing great. I've been out and about this morning, and when I listen to your weather forecast for today, I've got to say today's just a brilliant day. I've been looking at some early spring street projects we've got going on just to see how they look, and we're really sort of ahead of the wave right now because we've had such cooperative weather. And you know, when you said it's going to be a high of 70 today, it's just perfect out. I mean, it's what they call a Chamber of Commerce day today. Really nice.
That is true. And hopefully seeing a lot of people walking up and down the streets for lunch today or going to a shop. Of course, the first farmer's market of the season is Saturday. Looks like some pretty good weather for Saturday, too. So things are all coming together nicely for everything that's going on in the city here in mid-May.
Yeah, and speaking of which, late last week was when the rec baseball, softball kicked back up again, and I was talking to a friend this morning, and I'm going to go out and watch some little kids play ball tonight. I'm looking forward to that. I always like this time of year, and this year particularly because people were so anxious to get back outside and, you know, try to put some of this pandemic behind us. And you know, when you're out watching little kids play ball, that's a good way to do it. So it's really, really good that we're getting back to that kind of normal things right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a city council meeting last night, of course, the big topic at hand was the Lakeside Park enhancement agreement and the council voting 4-3 to terminate the agreement last night. And that's of course the big topic to take away from the city council meeting. We heard from Councilman Giles earlier in the show and his take on it. Obviously, he was very supportive of this agreement moving forward. And there are a lot of people, obviously, on both sides. They either wanted it, they didn't want it, and we know there are a lot of letters in support and against terminating the agreement that were sent into the city ahead of the meeting last night. So, obviously, a very passionate issue, the decision has been made, although I know there was a 7-0 vote cast to see if Lakeside Ford can come to the table again or wants to come to the table again to restart discussions or try to find a compromise. But I just want to get your play-by-play, Joe, of what happened last night and ultimately what this means for the city moving forward with this agreement being voted to be terminated last night.
Well, Spencer, if you don't mind, I'm going to take a step back from the park itself, and then I'll come back to the park. But
sure.
First, let me say that one thing I've noticed over the past, let's say, 15, 16 months, or the beginning of 2020, is we track the number of people that tap into our city council meetings on demand or live stream. So, you know, live streams during the meeting and on demand starts usually Thursday mornings. And I've seen this uptick that started early last year. And it's interesting to me because it's been sustained and it started because of the park. And so I bring it up because that's kind of a silver lining of having a really hot topic that's been sustained for a long time is people who weren't really participating in the day-to-day of city council meetings and really understanding and following what we're doing, not just about the park but other things, have done so. And, you know, that's been kind of interesting to see how we've gathered a lot of input from people along the way that we weren't hearing from before. So that's been a good thing. And I know that some people might find this odd, but I also want to thank you know, your station because it helps the conversation. You know, when you allow me to be on the air and we're talking about things, I always get feedback from that. People ask questions, follow up. And so that's been very helpful. And we've been doing that for so long now. I think it's really helped the communications of us and folks around town. And so back to the park, though, last night, and by the way, we were tracking almost 2,000 people on live stream. So, you know, that means that there were a whole lot of people really plugged in and interested in what's going on, not just those there in the room. And City Council deliberated for a long time about what to do going forward, because it was about 15 months ago that really, for the first time in our city's history, the City Council adopted a policy that says we were going to have a restaurant in Lakeside Park. There was a lot more to it than that, but that was one of the real key elements, because it was so different. Up until then, we had talked about it, never really gotten across that line, but last February of 2020 we did, and so that was part of that alternative master plan we've talked about before. And you know, that's been a point of contention, the fact that a restaurant would be in Lakeside Park, and then, you know, the second part of that is where. And last week there was an informal meeting of sorts with the City Council, and they talked about the where part of it, and they came up with some alternative possibilities besides the one on Lighthouse Peninsula. And so throughout the remainder of last week, we talked about that and whether or not we and Lakeside Ford could find maybe common ground with some of those options. And that really didn't happen. And so what the City Council was working through last night was this idea of, does the city go forward with the policy that it's had in place since last February, or does it, you know, sort of turn back to what it was before last February? In other words, not having a restaurant in the park, and for sure not having found a place to build it that's satisfactory to some generous donors and also the governing body, the City Council. And so at the end of the conversation, the council, as you've already reported, concluded that they wanted to step away from the commitment to building a restaurant in the park. And that's really where the meeting ended, except that there was also some interest in, once the City Council had adopted a resolution last night that gave me direction as the chief executive to start to unwind our agreement with Lakeside Park, and that's known as the enhancement agreement. They also, in that resolution, they stepped away from a commitment to the alternative master plan. So that's off the books, and that's where we go from here. And so I'll be having those conversations, but the council also asked that with those actions now starting to unfold, to reach out to Lakeside Ford to see if we could have another informal meeting, this time perhaps with them and the City Council together, to see, you know, if there's any way ahead that would be dependent upon a partnership with Lakeside Ford. So long answer, but you know, a lot of moving parts there. And you know, I'd certainly be willing to take any other questions about that, because I probably, you know, opened Pandora's box there with that long answer.
Well, short term, I know you were asked by, I believe it was Councilman Giles last night, about what this means short term for the city. Obviously, there's a possibility of some litigation, I would imagine, there from the Lakeside Ford, the donor group. But short term, I can't imagine, you know, this is a very positive thing to see from a city perspective. But what's your take on what this means short term, Joe?
Well, you know, you think back to what we've all seen. You'd have to have your head buried in the sand not to have seen how last year unfolded, not just in terms of, you know, alternative master plan and you know, the enhancement agreement, but you also saw signs in people's front yards saying, you know, we don't like this, or to save the peninsula, or, you know, to move Fond du Lac forward. There were lawsuits, there were, you know, there were petitions for an advisory referendum, petitions for direct legislation. There was lots of conflict. I mean, to describe it any other way, that would just be ignoring the reality of it. And so part of last night's outcome was trying to resolve some of that conflict, and City Council was reacting to that. And you know, again, we just had a municipal election about 6 weeks ago, and this was a big issue going into the election and also coming out of the election. And so we've got a new council, and they felt compelled to take us in a different direction. So, you know, that different direction is one of the outcomes. I think trying to bridge those divides that were caused by these debates about what to do in Lakeside Park is another short-term duty that we all have, I think, is to try to come back together, at least not to let the conversation about the park to be an impediment to partnerships amongst all of us about other things we want to do in the city. There'd be no need for that. And then, of course, we've got to talk to the donors as well. It's a very strange dynamic to be to have been offered a substantial amount of money and to essentially say no thank you. Some people would say there were strings attached and they were concerned about some of the those requirements that went along with that donation. But that aside, I mean, those are really, really key people in the community in terms of employment, leadership, influence, et cetera. And, you know, we've got to be able to continue to work together. And so those are the three big takeaways short term. You know, whether or not we've got to deal with conflict in a legal sense, I don't want to forecast that. I don't know how that's going to unfold. But, you know, if it unfolds that way, we'll deal with it and respond to it appropriately.
Joe, the pavilion project currently underway, does what happened last night change anything with that? Does that come to a halt or does that go on?
Yeah, funny you mention it. So the pavilion right now is just out there. Day before yesterday, did a quick walkthrough, and big kudos to our contractor, Capelli. They're doing a fantastic job, and their subs are too. The pavilion is scheduled for a ribbon cutting on the 4th of June, so we can see the finish line from here, Spencer. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, the quality of workmanship is fantastic. The design is great, too. So there's been a new front porch put on that's really, really nice, and that's going to be a spot where people can sit out. They'll be outdoors, but they'll be under this really nice front porch, and it's a nice element we've added. And in the back, there's a really nice concrete deck. Previously, if it rained a lot, between the pavilion and the lake shore, it got really muddy back there, and it wasn't a very pleasant place to be. Now this concrete patio that we've built is really nice. I mean, it's going to be an attraction in itself for people to go out and hang out there. Outdoor tables and chairs and things like that. And then on the inside, huge amounts of expansive glass, new appliances for people that are having picnics and such, new refrigerators, new furniture, chairs, tables and such. So people want to rent the pavilion are really going to be feeling like they've come to essentially a new building. I mean, the quality of it's really nice. And, you know, right now, 4th of June, ribbon cutting, love for folks to come out and join us for that. We'll be publishing the time. We're trying to coordinate some people's schedules right now, but you know, we'll make sure to get the word out on that. So yeah, it's going to come to a halt because it's done, and right. So it's going to be a really nice thing, I think.
Coming to a halt because it's done is better than coming to a halt because of you know, some other extraneous factor, right?
Yep. That's right. Hey, yeah, I think that's money really well spent.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to seeing it when it's done. Joe, real quick, want to close. I know this is our last conversation before Police Chief Bill Lamb officially retires, and I just want to get your comments on his retirement and his service to our greater Fond du Lac area as he steps away.
Spencer, thanks for asking about that. Last night I was talking to the audience there about how, you know, police officer, and Chief Lamb's a police officer, right? I mean, we think of him as the chief, but, you know, he started where everybody starts. And, you know, he worked his way up through the ranks, but he served as a police officer for 33 years, so about a third of a century. He's been on active duty as a police officer, and I told people gathered together last night that that's a little over 12,000 days, and anybody who's served in uniform knows that you may be off, but you're never really off when you're a police officer. you're a phone call away from being called in, or a really dynamic situation from needing you to respond when you otherwise were planning on doing something else in your off-duty hours. And so for somebody who's served in law enforcement, you know, to protect and serve for 33 years, that's what I really wanted to focus on, and, you know, honoring Chief Bill Lamb's service to the city and the surrounding community, because he served people that he knows and people he doesn't know. And, that goes for all police officers, really. But, you know, it's his retirement. He's going to finish up next Tuesday. And then Aaron Goldstein has been appointed as the interim chief by the Police and Fire Commission. And Aaron will serve in that capacity until the Police and Fire Commission appoints or hires a new full-time police chief. And so, you know, thanks to Bill Lamb for 33 years of service to our community.
Excellent, Joe. Thanks so much for your time. As always, have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Spencer.
Fond du Lac City Manager Joe Moore joining us here on KFIZ. Appreciate his time, as always, joining us here to talk about happenings within the city of Fond du Lac. Lots to talk about, of course, with the